Hey, it's the Rye Man coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos beat the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football to win 24-22 to go to 4-5 on the season. People, we were at 1-5. All these possibilities being discussed, players being traded. We were at 4-5. Coming up on a big game on Sunday night against the Vikings where we can get back to 500. But let's get back to the Bills and the Broncos game. The Broncos improved to 4-5. They go into Buffalo and beat the Bills. The first time they have won in Buffalo since 2007. Mike Shanahan was our coach still. Jay Cutler was our quarterback. I mean, it's been forever. And we go in with an awesome game plan from Sean Payton. And we kind of just played clock management, game management, ball control. But you know what? These Broncos are figuring out that's their identity. Running the ball, timely passing, taking a shot here or there, and holding on to time of possession. And at the end of the game, putting themselves in a position to win. And that's great. I think it's great they have figured out who they are. That is something that has been missing from Broncos teams for quite a few years. What is their identity? And this team has figured it out. They've embraced it. And they have won 3 in a row. And they set themselves up for a little bit of a run. If they can get that win Sunday night, you know, those statistics or those things that they show on the broadcast at halftime and after the game, the playoff picture and everything, outside looking in, the Broncos will be on that list if they can get back to 500. Now, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's exciting to have a 3-game winning streak, going to Buffalo and win for the first time since 2007. And you know what's interesting going into this game? That sense of, I think we can do this, is back. That's how I felt going into Buffalo. Like, I think there's a real shot we're going to go in and beat them. And we did. Yeah, okay. You got to get lucky sometimes. And there were a couple pieces of that as well. But Sean Payton knew the Bills and Josh Allen were going to turn the ball over at some point. Vance Joseph had a great defensive plan again. Knew as well the Bills, Josh Allen, were going to turn the ball over at some point. And I love how the Broncos defense played aggressive. They didn't just sit back and let Josh Allen survey the field. You know, they didn't blitz a ton, but they pulled everybody back. They kept a spy on Josh Allen for parts of the game. And they really just had a perfect game plan. He wants to take shots down the field. We're going to take that away. We're going to be aggressive in taking that away. We're going to dictate to you how you're going to play us. And didn't work for Josh Allen. Had another pretty poor game. A lot of the people, I think, out there are pretty unkind to him today in the media. Some people saying the Bills have a Josh Allen problem. You know what? He's a gunslinger. He reminds me of Brett Favre. Good old boy that just likes to sling the ball. You kind of knew that's what the Bills were getting. And yeah, he had some things to clean up when he came out of college, but you kind of always knew he was going to be the gunslinger. That's what he is, and any team that's had a gunslinger like that, you live and die by the gunslinger mentality game to game. And in this game, the Broncos were ready for it. The defense, like I said, just played outstanding. Jaquan McMillan, just unbelievable game once again. And Alex Singleton, an unbelievable game. Fumble recovery. Jaquan McMillan with the forced strip and the fumble recovery to start off the game. And then 2 interceptions, Fabian Moreau and Justin Simmons. I mean, and Fabian Moreau, that was a highlight interception there. Justin Simmons was off a tip. Yeah, there's a lot of talk that Josh Allen actually threw a pretty good ball on that one, and it really came down more to Gabe Davis not catching it. And that's possible, but you know what? Justin Simmons put himself in the position to get that ball. And just the whole defense. I'm really enjoying watching this defense. Vance Joseph's come around. Yes, Sean Payton made him simplify the system, and I think what we've talked about that, Vance Joseph has a history of making his defense overly complicated when someone kind of has him simplify it again. his defenses have been pretty good. And boy, now that the defense is simplified, letting the players play, you can see that there's plenty of talent on this defensive team. And just timely plays. Whether it was a pressure by Baron Browning, whether it was a tip pass by Zach Allen, Nick Benito had some timely. Now, he's not big on the stat board, but he was timely in terms of just offering up a little bit of pressure in Josh Allen's face. And really, just a great team effort to go ahead and get this done. And really, holding the Bills 22 points, the Bills came in, they needed this game. They needed it. There were some people that were like, man, if the Bills don't score 31 points minimum, there's something wrong. Well, and clearly there was. They lost to us. But man, what a team effort. And really, we've talked about it earlier in the year, that the margin of having any kind of issues or margin of error was very slim for the Broncos. And okay, it still is in some areas, but you know what? They can have a few mistakes and overcome them now. They've got the mentality of, you know what? We now understand how to win football games. And Russell Wilson is bought into Sean Payton. Obviously, we all know that the story that was one of his preferred coaches. He has bought into what Sean Payton has sold. The team has bought in. And I don't want to use it too often, just because it came from last year, but Russ cooked last night. He came through every time we needed him to. Maybe not every time, but it felt like it. The beautiful pass to Courtland Sutton, and boy, the toe touch by Courtland Sutton for the touchdown. The first half, oh my goodness, on a 4th-and-2. What a pass. Scramble ability by Russell Wilson. He still got it. Throws it. The only place Courtland Sutton could get it and tap his toes. Oh my goodness. What a play. That will be a highlight play for years to come for the Broncos. And like I was just saying, it wasn't perfect. The special teams, Will Lutz, missed an extra point. We'll get to the end of the game again. Misses the first try at the end of the game to win the game. There's a botch hold on another extra point. So special teams in terms of the kicking game was probably one of their worst of the season, and we were able to overcome it despite that. We still had a lot of stalled drives, overcame it. There were certain drives the offensive line was pretty porous, but they bounced back, overcame it. And the defense, the Bills, towards the end of the half, heated up, made things interesting. The defense overcame it. And Russell Wilson making plays when he needed to, especially on that last drive. And the pitch, he has figured out when he is in trouble and he's running forward and he can't scramble to pitch it forward to his outlet receiver. And he has got that down. I mean, you could say Russell Wilson can challenge Patrick Mahomes for that pitch pass now. He has got that thing down. He made timely throws last night. He took us down for that winning field goal. And yeah, you can say there's the pass interference on Judy, but you know what? That was the proper call. That was pass interference. And Judy would have had a chance to catch that ball if he hadn't been pushed backwards. I think it's funny. I heard some announcers and stuff this morning saying, well, you know, he had no chance to catch that ball. Where the hell are you looking? Where are you looking? He totally had a chance to catch that if he hadn't been interfered with. And I think he knew he was going to get the call. If you watch the replay, he started going back, and he's like, wait a minute, let him push me. That's what I saw. He knew, hey, let me get the PI, and we'll be in field goal range. And, boy, Courtland Sutton, another big game by him. Not big on the stat line, but 8 for 53, timely catches, overcame a fumble that he had. And, unfortunately, he's had a few of those this year. But it was a low ball by Russell Wilson, and Courtland Sutton just didn't have it in all the way. But that's my point. There were little things here and there, I think, by each player on the team that they know they can still clean up. But they still played a great game. I love that Russell Wilson got out of the pocket and ran the ball. Javonte Williams, oh my goodness. Workhorse running back, bruising running back. He is back. And I just love that we have found our identity. Pound the ball, time of possession, great defense, timely passes. Let's get the win at the end of the game. And yeah, I think we all want a blowout win. I think we're all waiting for it at some point. But you know what? I will take the wins. Better to win ugly than lose pretty. So, it was a lot of fun. That was fun. It was fun to see the Broncos on Monday night. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman had a lot of good things to say about the Broncos. It was fun to have them back on Monday night in the spotlight, getting that win in Buffalo. And I haven't stopped watching the highlights. I haven't stopped watching the highlights. It was just a lot of fun. And there's still players that need to get involved. Marvin Mims, no catches last night. Had some great punt returns and a great kick return. We still need to get him involved. Now, I'm going to put it this way. I don't think we didn't try to get him involved last night. Buffalo's defense doesn't give up a lot of big plays down the field. And from what I saw, we tried to release him down the field, and it just wasn't there. And good job by Russell Wilson. You saw that he wanted to let it go during those chances they took last night. And he didn't do it. He made the right decision. And let's give Russell Wilson credit where credit is due. And I don't know whether it's Broncos country specifically, whether it's just last year and it's just almost impossible to overcome last year, how disastrous it was. But Russell Wilson has reinvented himself under Sean Payton. He has played a hell of a game the last two games. And people go, well, yeah, but he didn't throw for, you know, a ton of yardage. Who cares? He's throwing touchdown passes. He already has more touchdown passes than he had all of last year. He's not turning the ball over. Last night, 24-29 for 193. So 7 whopping yards away from a 200-yard passing game. What is wrong with that? I will take the way Russell Wilson played last night, especially the timely runs that he had. I will take that Russell Wilson anytime. And I've said it before, this is the Russell Wilson I expected when we traded for him. So people that are expecting something different, I guess I got to ask you, what is it exactly you were looking for? Now, it's not that the Denver Broncos don't want to take shots down the field and Sean Payton doesn't. You know he does. But they're not there. And I got to think Sean Payton's a lot happier with Russell Wilson holding on to that ball and going, you know what? I am going to find somewhere else to give this ball or someone else to give this ball to. I'm going to find my outlet receiver, get a few yards, and go on to the next play. Or throw it out of bounds incomplete. Let's go on to the next play. Got to think he likes that a lot more than throwing it up into double coverage down the field when it's covered and throwing an interception. And, you know, when it was going bad at the start of the year, there was chomping back and forth with Sean Payton. Russell Wilson didn't really respond. He just listened and moved on. And I think it got Sean Payton's respect a little more. I think Russell Wilson had to be built back up a little more. You know, like I said, he had to take a slice of humble pie and then be built back up a little more this year. And I think it's happening. I think it has happened. And Russell Wilson understands what he needs to do, what his role is to make sure that we get wins. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I just don't get, I get that there are Russell Wilson haters and there probably always will be from the Broncos fan base after how last year went. But if there's any way to delete that out of your mind and you watch how he has brought the Broncos back on this three-game winning streak, has led the team, there are signs he's learning how to become a better teammate. There are signs he's learning how to become a football player from Sean Payton. And really, I think we're seeing Russell Wilson take that next step, even if it doesn't look like what people think it's supposed to look like. So, just my opinion. And just a great team win. And yes, you have to get, I don't want to say lucky, but it's got to roll your way sometimes. Pass interference on the last drive. Will Lutz misses that field goal. He took the blame for that first missed field goal at the end of the game. And boy, thank goodness the Buffalo Bills had 12 men on the field. And kind of interesting, the 12th man, too, like kind of waving behind everybody, like, hey, I'm right here. Here's number 12 right here. And getting that foul, moving the ball at 5 yards, Will Lutz was not going to miss it again. That first kick, I was just all over the place. Didn't know if I could watch. Turned around, and obviously they were rushing the snap, so I thought, you know, I was kind of like, I don't sit during games. I get excited. Anybody that watches the game with me, any friends will tell you, I'm running around the room or wherever I'm at. And I didn't turn around in time, and my wife goes, oh my God, he missed it. What? Like, in disbelief, I turn around, but I see the yellow on the field, and I start shouting because I know there's no way that penalty is on the Broncos. And then Will Lutz hits the second one. And to his credit, after the game, he said, you know what? There was plenty of time. I rushed my steps. The second try, I made sure to do it properly. And he said, I've learned that, you know what, I can still get my steps in, and there's a way I can go about it if we're in this situation again to where I won't rush it and push it to the right or push it to the left or whatever. So credit to him. And you know what, that second chance, there have been kickers that have missed that. He did not miss it. Yes, we left points out there. We left points out there. And technically, after Buffalo scored that last touchdown, depending on how that would have played out, if we hadn't left points out there, we should have still technically had the lead. But you know what? At the end of it, we found a way to get a tight win in a really tough place to play against a team that, on the national level, in terms of pressure on the Bills, in terms of their Super Bowl window still being open, had to have that game. And we just went in, and our will to win, we were just not going to be denied. And you get the feeling watching the Broncos now. You get that feeling from them that they expect to win. They expect to come back if things get rough, if they get behind. They expect to come back and make the plays. And I like what Russell Wilson said postgame. Let's keep heading north. Let's get the yards. Let's get out of bounds on that last drive. Sending the proper message to the team. And it's interesting to see what's going to happen the rest of the year. Now maybe we're still on the outside of the playoffs, looking in after the way we started the season. That's going to come back and haunt us. But you know what? Broncos football is a hell of a lot of fun to watch again. Hell of a lot of fun. And that's how I felt last night. I even think I said something to my wife, and I was texting some friends. I talked to my uncle that's a huge Broncos fan as well. We watch games sometimes together, have gone to a few games together and all that kind of stuff. And just said, you know what? It's fun again. Like, you feel that you're going to be in every game. You don't get this feeling like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen today. No, you have a feeling now with the way Sean Payton has turned this culture around, how he has come to the point where he understands his players on his roster, how he's helped Vance Joseph in terms of simplifying the defense, and the Sean Payton effect has taken full effect, or full force, so to speak. And it has made Broncos football a lot of fun to watch. And the one thing I am also going to credit Sean Payton on, the one thing I thought was his downfall in New Orleans and maybe what burned him out a little bit, he forgot about the defensive side of the ball there towards the latter half in New Orleans, in my opinion anyways. In my opinion. That just wasn't as much focus on that side of the ball. And I think he's refocused to go, you know what, both sides are equally as important. We need to make sure we have the proper personnel on both sides of the ball. And it shows in terms of who he kept on this roster, didn't make any trades at the trade deadline, and everybody had a part last night. Now, you look at Jerry Jeudy, a lot of people expect him to have a breakout game last night, and 3 catches, 35 yards. Yes, he got the big passer interference call for the Broncos at the end of the game, but you know what? His catches were timely, and when we needed a play down the field, he got open a couple times for big chunks, and it's just nice to see how we distribute the ball on offense. And like I said, like, we distributed the ball to 8 different receivers, and there were chances to get it to Mims. Russell Wilson didn't like it just because of the coverage. And Lucas Kroll, who we elevated to our active roster, he was wide open for a touchdown on one play. And I don't know if it's because there's not a chemistry there with Russell Wilson. He thought he saw something else. But like I said, there are still plays that were left out there. And that's the encouraging part. We by no means played a perfect game, but we had a great game plan. and there are other plays to be had out there. And if we can continue to improve every week and start hitting some of those plays, I think all of Broncos country, we're going to get that blowout win we're looking for. And okay, I guess you can kind of say the Chiefs was kind of that blowout win. That was a statement win. That was a staple win. But I'm talking about it's over at halftime and we never have to look back. I think all of Broncos country is waiting for that. But you know what? Even if it doesn't happen this year, I will take wins like this every week. Like I said, Broncos football is back. It is fun again. It is relevant again. And the fan base, you can feel it. They're excited again. Regardless of how this season ends, you feel like it's been turned around. And I'll say it again. I don't even think I properly looked at it the right way. I thought the turnaround would come faster with Sean Payton. But looking at it now and looking at what he had to get turned around, the culture of players that have been around for years that weren't used to a winning culture, it was going to take more time than I think most of Broncos country was willing to accept or understand. And now it's starting to get turned around, and it has made Broncos football a hell of a lot of fun again. And Sean Payton's got a chip on his shoulder too. He wants to be the first head coach to go to a second team, win a Super Bowl at that other team. And I think it's a big motivator for him. And Russell Wilson, I think he's motivated again. He got broken down. He had to get built back up a little bit after the humble pie. And I think he's refocused and understands what it takes to win. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, we'll see what happens in the offseason and all that. But I wouldn't be surprised if he comes in next year even looking a little leaner, a little faster. Just because he sees the advantage it's had for him this year. And let's see how we can get some of these other players involved. Dulcich, there's still a lot of chatter that he'll make it back before the end of the year sometime in December. I am curious to see some of these other gadget players, Lucas Kroll, that Sean Payton's bringing up. Marvin Mims, there's got to be another way we can get him the ball. It sounds like Marvin Mims came out a little frustrated today, but I got to be honest, I didn't see him very open during the game. I think he's still learning the NFL in terms of it being a true wide receiver, and I think it's a little frustrating for him right now. But you know what? Keep returning the ball, Marvin Mims. You're going to get your chance at wide receiver. And you're already becoming a fan favorite because of what you do on special teams. I'll tell you that much. And once again, you have to just give a shout-out to the defense. Just didn't, even when the Bills seemed like they were revving up and coming back, it just didn't seem to phase the defense. They had that one drive where the Bills just went down and got a touchdown quick. And you could tell the Broncos' defense were dejected at the time, but weren't defeated. And really, you can see the leadership on the defense. Justin Simmons is just having a rock star year. Baron Browning, he didn't have sacks last night, but he was able to collapse the pocket, excuse me. And we did some really good things despite PJ Locke going out in the first half with an injury. And he has been a great surprise at safety. And despite losing the infusion he's put in our defense, we just continued to trek on and continue to dictate in a lot of ways to the Bills for the remainder of the game. So overall, a great team win. A lot of fun. Another fun game. I mean, the Chiefs game was one of my favorite games. This game probably ranks up there too just because of how long it's been since we won in Buffalo. And let's see what we do on Sunday night. You know what? National stage Monday night proved a lot of people wrong. Not getting a ton of credit even for Sunday night coming up. I keep hearing about the Vikings and Josh Dobbs and the run they're on way more already talking about next week. Let's see if we can go out, set the tone, dictate to the Vikings, and get another win on Sunday night to move to 5-5. But let's enjoy this win on Monday night against the Buffalo Bills. And once again, the Broncos defeat the Bills 24-22 on Monday Night Football to move to 4-5 on the season. And until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups. /Broncos Country and on Twitter @DDCR_BCB.